I've just prepared a small devotional thought in Psalms 3 and 4. So if you turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms 3 and 4. Prepare these Psalms. Psalm 3 was written when David was in exile from Jerusalem during that time of the rebellion of his son Absalom, which we read of in 2 Samuel chapters 15 to 18. And it's probable that Psalm 4 was written at the same time. They're like bookends, really. Psalm 3 is a morning prayer. If you look at verse 5, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. And Psalm 4 is an evening prayer. If you look at verse 8 of Psalm 4, I will both lay me down in sleep. Thou lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And really, this devotional is really concerned with those times when things on our mind, things that worry us, keep us awake at night. And Psalms 3 and 4, you know, they're useful to think on in those times, to restore balance to our anxious and troubled minds. And they show us how King David was able to sleep, even when he was in great danger. So we'll read Psalm 3 first. Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Selah. It's a musical notation originally. It means pause. It's like a break, you know, just pause. And so I suppose we use it to stop and think about if the Lord's drawing our attention to the verses when that follows. So Psalm 3, you know, although David's enemies, they were against him, David knew that God was for him. God, in verse 3 we see, surrounds him. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. The Lord sustained him, verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. And the Lord saved him. So, you know, if you're a child of God, he will do the same for you. When we're feeling discouraged, as David was there in verse 2, many there be which say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. And God will lift up our head, and he will keep us going, as verse 3 says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. And Psalm 121, verse 3, reflects that as well. We read there that he will not, this is the Lord, will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So if then the God who's promised never to leave or forsake his people never sleeps, then why should we stay awake all night and worry when we have the Lord watching over us? Well, the writer to the Hebrews reminds us, chapter 13 and verse 5, he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then we come to Psalm 4, to the chief musician on Neginoth. And that's a tune set to music. It's a sort of didactic poem set to music on Neginoth, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Thou only makest me dwell in safety. So we see that, you know, this was sort of psalm that David penned as he was about to get turned in for the night there. Verse 8, I'll lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, O Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. We couldn't do much at the moment about the war that was going on all around him. But he could do something about the war that was going on within him. And he didn't want to lie in bed worrying all night. And so he committed himself and his situation to the Lord. So in verses 1 to 3, he asked the Lord for help. And asking the Lord for help is still the best deal, the best thing to deal with in a turmoil. Lord, how are they increased? Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. And he asked the Lord. That's the first thing. And again, we have a New Testament parallel thought for this. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, says this to us. Be careful for nothing. And that just means don't be anxious about anything. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So the first thing David did when he was getting ready to shut his eyes, he asked the Lord for help. And then secondly, he believed. Verses 4 and 5. He says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. You know, he faced his anxiety. I don't know, maybe his anger. I should imagine there was a fair amount of anger in David's heart at what was happening. His own son, his beloved son, treasonously turning on him. But he faced it. He faced both his anxiety and his anger honestly. He looked them square in the face and then he gave them to the Lord. He gave them to the Lord. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. And again, we have some good New Testament advice to go with this. Paul, again, writing to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. He says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. So instead of lying awake, stewing over his problems, he thought on the Lord. And he offered him a sacrifice of praise. And then next thing it is, he asked, he believed, and then he received. Verses 6, 7 and 8. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up thy light, the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. In the darkness of that anxious night, David looked to the Lord and noticed what he received. He received light, verse 6. And in his sorrow he discovered the gift of gladness, verse 7. And in the middle of his battle, he found peace, verse 8. Now, go and read those verses, those chapters in 2 Samuel of this business. You know, we know that God did not immediately change David's situation, but he did something more. He changed David. And he can do the same for you and me. And that's the whole thrust of this little devotional study. And I don't know who wrote this. I put anonymous. I can't find who wrote it. But there's this, just finish with this little quote. If you can't sleep, don't count sheep. Talk to the shepherd. Amen.